I'm about to mop the floor with one of the best magicians in the state, and all I can think about is what Dad will say backstage. Maybe he'll be pleased, because the nasty little chain of curses I cast actually worked. Or maybe, and this would suck, but it's realistically more probable, knowing Dad, he'll be pissed off because I didn't use any of the spells he actually wanted me to cast. Which means I'll need to come up with a plan to deal with a potential foul mood from Dad. Fantastic. A crackle of pure arcane energy whizzes right toward my nose. The audience gasps. They're so collectively stunned that I can hear them, even over the pulse of blood thrumming in my ears. I barely dodge the curse in time. Sloppy. Right. First things first, I need to win, here in this arena. The last thing I need right now is to preemptively tire myself out, figuring out how to manage Dad before I actually beat the man in front of me. With considerable effort, I return to studying my opponent. We circle each other like two dogs on the hunt. But by the end of this duel, only one of us will prove itself the prey. The other, its predator. My opponent, Dallas McCullough, is thoroughly stuck on his back foot. Less than 8 minutes ago, he entered this arena brimming with confidence, the all-American golden boy with a pretty, pearly-toothed smile, famous for casting close-quarter curses that cut his last three opponents up something awful. Curses of that nature skirt the bounds of legality. It's part of what separates legitimate arcane duels from the underground magician circuit, after all. We have rules in place to keep truly dangerous illegal spells out of our arenas. But that doesn't mean our fights don't get bloody or vicious. Some members of the magical community frown on curses that cut opponents up as bad as McCullough's do. I don't have a problem with it, personally. His favored curses aren't technically illegal. Not yet, anyway. And he's always honored an opponent's decision to yield before further blood is shed. I respect McCullough and his willingness to do what's necessary to secure victory even when it gets nasty. To that end, I can't fault my opponent for his confidence. You don't get to be one of the top five magicians in the state by accident. McCullough earned his place in this arena tonight with blood and sweat and a hunger to win. Unfortunately for McCullough, he's sharing that arena with me. 8 minutes have taken their toll on my opponent. Right now, McCullough's pretty, square-jawed face is beet red with exertion, his golden curls dark with sweat. A bruise blooms purple over one of McCullough's sea-blue eyes, and his pearly whites have gone pink with his own blood. My handiwork isn't half bad. I should know. I planned every curse I cast, every counter I threw at McCullough's increasingly desperate spellcasting attempts. We've got less than 2 minutes left of allotted time in this arena before the judges call a stop to our little war. And it's clear which of us will emerge the victor, unless McCullough does something drastic. But I refuse to get cocky. Not when McCullough's still got fight left in him, and knowing him, a couple of fail-safe curses hidden up his sleeve. As if he's heard my thoughts, McCullough grins at me with those blood-stained teeth. Wordlessly, he beckons me forward with one hand. I'd almost buy the bravado, if not for the fear lurking in my opponent's gaze. Oh, he's ready to do something drastic, all right. Quietly, I shake my head at McCullough, as I offer him a closed-mouthed smile. Magicians lose duels all the time because they assume they've already won before their opponent actually yields. Better magicians than me have eaten nasty curses that knocked them out cold in the last 30 seconds of allotted duel time. Undefeated phenoms suddenly rendered mortal. Beatable. Laughable, even. That's not going to be me. I refuse to be the duelist who loses because she assumes she can't. I sprawl flat to the floor as another desperate Hail Mary curse from McCullough whizzes over my head. Good. He's already tired. If I can bait him into depleting his energy on do-nothing magic, I can wear him down for the final seconds of our duel. I might not even have to cast anything else myself.
Come on, Blackwood!
Roars McCullough from the other end of the arena.
Quit stalling and fight me for real!
I smile at him.
I appreciate the sentiment, I call back, but I'd rather just win.